Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara on Mem Amud Aleph. We're 11 lines from the top of Mem Amud Aleph. That we were discussing the Gemara on Lama Tesor Beis told us that the Mishnah had a chilek between a lulav and esrog, that an esrog was picked at the beginning of Shemitah is considered going to be Shemitah fruit, whereas a lulav picked at time is going to be part of the previous year. So the Gemara is saying, wait a second, why, Lechora, let's take a step back and realize that there's a shaila b'chlal about lulav. Why do we know that lulav is going to be chayev in the mitzvah of Shviyas? So says the Gemara, Taima de lulav bar shishis hanichnas l'shviyasu. That the whole reason a lulav is allowed to be purchased from an aretz during Shemitah is because it's going to be something that was a sixth year going into the seventh year. We're not viewing it as Kiddush HaShviyas yet. However, what does that imply? Obviously, that HaShviyas Kaddush. It implies that a lulav from the seventh year is going to be Kaddush. It's going to be something, is going to be Kaddush, even though it's not a food. So the Gemara is wondering that at the end of the day, why should it be that the din of Kiddush HaShviyas applies to a lulav? So the Gemara says, Amai, Eitzim Ba'almo, lulav is just like wood. It's like firewood. And wood is not going to be kadosh with regards to Shemitah, so why would the lulav be any different? So the Gemara says, a proof for that wood doesn't have Shemitah. It says disnan, but really the brisa should be fixed. It's really a brisa, not a mishnah. Disnan, we don't have a brisa. Ale kanim v'ale gefanim shigavan l'chov al pnei asada. If you have leaves of like a reed type of thing and grapevines and you use it to gather from across the field and you put it in al panei asada, lachor means some sort of a storage, Rashi says. So then lakdan la'achila, if you gather them to use for animal food, and not you're going to eat it, but rather people using it for animal food, so then yesh bei mishim kedusha shviyas, then they're going to have the kedusha of shviyas, they're going to have the shviyas kedusha, means you can only eat them, you can't get rid of them, you can't use them for whatever purpose you want. Lakdan la'etzim, however, if you gather them for wood, these type of things, all these materials that we just mentioned, ain't bein b'shem kedusha shviyas, so they're not going to have any kedusha shviyas. So we see clear from the braisa that wood that's used for purposes of burning or etc. is not going to be have the kedusha shviyas. So same thing. Why is a lulav? It should be in the second category of something that is not going to be chayev and shviyas. So the Gemara says shayni hasam. The case of the gathering of the leaves is going to be different. De'amar kra lachem le'ochla. The pasuk says lachem. It should be for you, and then it also adds that implies it could be used for anything you want. And then, but the pasuk then continues le'achla. Le'achla implies that you have to eat it. That's restricting it. That you can only be doing something like eating. So therefore, we learn lachem dumya de le'achla. So the fact that it says lachem is teaching you it has to be similar to the fact that you're eating it. So we're learning from the fact that lachem lachla are next to each other, and it's modifying it. We're teaching you that it has to be similar to lachem lachla, just like by eating it. It's at the same time you're getting hana from the achila. So too, right? If you're drinking or anything like that, you're going to be doing it right away. All those things, even burning, Rashi says, right? Even burning it to light it to candle or using it for oil, the oil is going to be being burnt as it's giving light. So all these things are happening at the same time, the vasachas. So the same thing is going to happen with regards to anything that's happening simultaneously. However, yatsu etzim shenasan achar b'ron. This is excluding the wood of Shemitah when you're using it for baking. What is the purpose of your baking? Rashi says, first you burn it out till it becomes coals, and then afterwards, after that wooden fire oven that you're using, after the coals are then going to be used, then it's not going to be simultaneous with then baking it. Only afterwards is it going to be useful. That's the Rashi's explanation. The Ritva says a little bit differently, that the benefit is coming when the bread or the thing that you're talking about is going to be eaten, and that's only after you first buy it, burn it. So it's only afterwards you're having the hana, and that's not simultaneous. So either way, whatever it means, it's coming to exclude something that the hana, that the benefit is coming simultaneously, which you don't have by regular burning. So the Gemara says, so then if that's the case, yatsu etzim shenachlasan, so that's what we're learning over here, so then that's going to be the reason why it's by regular wood. However, a lulav is going to have something that's hana, is simultaneous. What's the lulav? Rashi says, the primary use of a lulav is something that, is to use it, hanasu lechavetas abayas. So you use it to sweep around or do things like that with the, that's what you use a lulav for, or something else, maybe a broom or something like that. That's what you're using it for the purpose of a lulav. So that is going to be the moment that you're going to be using it. The moment you're like consuming it, it's going to have a simultaneous hana, and that's why it's going to be something which would fall into the category of something that is going to be shayach to kedusha shvius. So the Gemara says va'ika etzim demashcham. But wait a second, it seemed to imply all wood is going to be a problem, but it's not going to be a problem. Rather, it's not going to be tofes kedusha shvius. But that's not the case. There's wood that's like an oily type of wood. Dehanasan uvirasan shavah. the benefit does coincide with the fact that of when you're consuming it, since the wood itself is used and then you light it and the fire together, so simultaneously it's going to be used. And this type of wood is something that should be shayach to kedusha shvius. Yet the Braisa doesn't mention anything that this type of wood that was gathered for the specific purpose is going to have kedusha shvius. Why not? Why does the Braisa mention this? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, stam etzim lahasaka in umdin." Rava says that most of the things that we're talking about, wood in general, is meant for fueling a fire, not using it as a torch immediately as a light. So therefore, the Braisa didn't discuss that case. So when the Braisa is not referring to that, the Shemitah Kedusha of those things. So the Enachanami, though, seemingly, that if you would, it would depend on the person. If the person is planning on using the Hana'a simultaneously, Enachanami, according to Rava, Lachora, they would have Kedusha Shvi'is. The Lulav, though, is always going to be Kadosh because it's never used as firewood. It's always used as the purpose of Lachabit Sabayas, as Rashi explained, either used as a broom or something else. And therefore, it's always going to be kaddish. That's how Rav understands it. There are other Rishonim, Rav Pesach Mishnayos, seems to understand that. No, when Rav says that stam etim lasakan, the Rav is saying that the Braisa is talking about a normal case the normal case of the Shemitah produce. And since that's everyone, like 95% of the people use it for burning, so you have one guy. So there was a concept of batla daita tzokolatam, that what you decide to do is batla daita, that the fact that everyone else does differently, what you do in your own specific thing doesn't matter. And therefore, even though it's with regards to the wood, there are going to be exempt from kedusha shvius. So therefore, according to this, Rava's answer is not going to really discuss so much with regards to the lulav for shvius, because Rava's answering, he's telling us that lulav not necessarily going to be shayach to the din of shemitah. The wood is going to make it that when something is qualified as wood, that's going to make it putter from shvius. If something is not qualified as wood, it's not going to be putter from shvius. That's the din of Rava lefi the Rabbam. Okay, now there's a whole shayla of the girsa over here. So Rashi says halachic girsa etzim dasaka tnai. So the Gemara's argues is ve'etzim really le'asaka t'nahi. Rashi says ve'etzim de'asaka t'nahi. And either way, Rashi at length over here discusses what the correct yirtzah is. Because he's saying ve'etzim de'asaka, whether etzim that you're using for burning, shanas and achabir, Rashi says t'nahi, ino'egas ben shvius zula. That whether or not these things are going to have kedusha shvius when something is subject to wood, is going to be machlokas t'nahi. Whether or not it's going to be subject to din of shvius, that one is going to learn at lachem is dim de lachila meute kol shenaso achar biram. Reading Rashi now, that one is going to be coming to say the achila is coming to exclude everything that's after the biur. Because shin la'el mehi drasha amiut etzim veika delom ma'it minei ela dvar shein anaso shalve bechol adam kegon milugma v'zilv zekor. There's going to be another time that learns out that this drasha is not talking about wood at all. So I'm going to different. You can't use it for other purposes. Nothing to do with wood. And that's going to be a machlokas of how to explain the Gemara. That's how Rashi explains it. And then he says, I learned from all my Rebbeim that they were goris, stam etzim lahasakaninu. And most etzim are lahasakaninu is a machlokas tonight. And he says, that's what many svarim write, but tarachti minurai b'chol tzidishitas hashas. That's why I'm reading the whole Rashi over here, because Rashi doesn't mention this also. Tarachti minurai b'chol tzidishitas hashas liyashva kifi divrei. I worked very hard from a very young age to try to answer. What in the world is this girsa talking about? If whether or not stam etzim lahasakaninu, if that's a whole machlokas, whether or not people use wood for, and Rashi says it doesn't make sense. And I can't do it. And he says, my Gersa that I want to fix it to, I did find a Ksav Yado of Rabbeinu Gershom, the famous Rabbeinu Gershom of Argola, and also Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Menachem, Kasuv Ina Muga V'Chini Rabbeinu, that's what you saw, and they kept it as a Gersa I want to have. So that's what the way Rashi wants to explain it, not with just the way, whether or not Stam Eitzim Asakhanin, but rather with regards to Shemitah, the fact that with regards to Shemitah status of wood, that's the Machlokas Tanaim. The sign as we learn in the Braisa, in Mosrin Peros Shevias, lo lemishra velo lechavusa. You're not allowed to give shemitah produce either to soak it or to put it for laundering. The first case of is talking about over here is most imperial shavias lo lemishra velo lechavusa is to soak it in regards to making it into flax. The first one is talking about flax. The other one is to use it to launder it. Rabbi Yossi Omer Moshe, Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to put it into the produce into these. So the Gemara says, what exactly is the machlokes? Because over here, my time at the Tanakama. So the Gemara says, what's the reasoning of the Tanakama? So the Gemara says, because it says, De Amar Kral La Achla V'Lo Le Mishra La Chavusa. It says La Achla, you should be eating it You don't put it into these things. Don't put the Shemitah produce into these pools of for laundry or the pools for making flax. That's not that make or use for it. My time, Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Markro lachem, lachem lachol tzarichichem. What implied lachem implies whatever you want to do with it, you do with it. Afilu mishav lachlusa, even using it to make your flax or to launder, that's going to be fine. So Mar says, v'tanakama k'siv lachem. But according to the Tanakama, it says for you, which implies it's for anything you want. So how's he going to explain this pasuk? So Mar says, ahul lachem duma de la'achla. It's lachem is teaching that it's similar to the phrase of to eat. Misha hanasa ubiro shava. This is teaching you a use whose benefit is going to be the same with eating it. Yatsu mishra uchavusa shahanasan achar biuran. This is excluding the shemitah products, the shemitah produce that you're using it for soaking it, laundering it, where the benefit is only coming after the eating of it. So that lachora is going to be the shita that we saw before, the tanakama that would exclude firewood from the shemitah because of its benefit. So too, it's talking about here using something at the same time. So Gemara says Rabbi Yossi aksiv la'acha, but according to Rabbi Yossi, who basis is ruling again based on the fact that it says lachem, why is it also saying la'achla, which implies it's limiting it only for some sort of achila? So it's referring to eating it and not using it as plaster. Rashi says it's a type of medicinal purpose. Okay, the sign as we learn in the brayso, la'achla v'lo milugma. Velo lemelugma is teaching you to eat it and not use it as a plaster. Ata omer lachav melugma o inu ela velo lechavusa, teaching you not for plaster or just not for laundering. Shomer lachem arei chavusa amar. By says lachem, it's teaching you that we already said that laundering is already mentioned. Hamani mekayim laachla. What are them from laachla? Laachla velo lemelugma. It's teaching you to eat it and not to use in a plaster. Brisa continues. Marius the rabbos is a chavusa. So why do we see fit to include laundering lahotzi samelugma and to exclude plaster? Says the Gemara. Turning on to the next summer now. I'm going to include the laundering. The because its use is common for all people. Since everybody uses their clothing to launder clothes, I'm not going to use the case of plastering. It's only used if people are sick. And that's why I'm not using that. So we see from the Brisa that Tanakama is going to permit the produce for laundering. Rabbi Yossi is understanding the phrase that le'achla is coming to exclude only the uses that are not common to all people, but things that are, like laundering, that's going to be permitted even if it's done through Shemitah produce. Rabbi Yossi would therefore not exclude the firewood from the laws of Shemitah, so therefore we're learning that Rabbi Yossi l'chora is the machlokas Tanakama and the Rabbi Yossi that we just mentioned before, whether or not it has to be something, whether the din of something has to happen simultaneous between the simultaneous hana. For that drasha of simultaneous hana, Rabbi Yossi l'chora would disagree with that, and he would not hold of that drasha. Now we just mentioned that's the case. The Gemara wants to know, who's the author of this following braisa? The braisa tells us, to eat it, but not to use it for a plaster. To eat it, but not to use it for sprinkling. Ziruf is when you sprinkle it around to have a very pleasant smell. Warren Shabbos talked about this a little bit. Don't make it a healing thing, which Rashi says apikozin is actually something that's a lesson of two different words, of apik, three words. Apik, tfei, zun, Rashi says. That it's coming out and taking out your extra food. It's a type of medication to help you throw up. Like people have things like, let's say, for constipation, that'd be the opposite, to help you throw up. I don't think we have things like that nowadays. Unless people are sick from mentally, that anorexia, that's something else. But to take pills that make you throw up, I don't think that they're on the market. So who is this Brisa? So Gemara says Rabbi Yossi, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbanan, because if there's a follow the opinion of the Rabbanan, ha'ikanami mishra achavusa, there's also the uses of soaking it and the laundering it, which should have been excluded as well. Since they're not mentioned, l'chor, this Brisa is following the shita of Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim agree with all of the exclusion, but it should have come to include it should have come to exclude other things as well, which it doesn't, so therefore it can't be that this is what we're learning from right now. So now we're continuing, the Gemara is mentioning, we talked about Shemitah Kedusha, so the Gemara now wonders, how can you remove the Kedusha of Shvi'is? That's going to be Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Ein Shvi'is Mishchalelas Ela Derech Mekach, that when it comes to Shemitah produce, the only way you could remove its Kedusha is only way of purchasing it. That normally when it comes to Hekdesh, there's two ways to remove its Kedusha, is you could either, when it comes to Kedusha, a Hekdesh, you could either do a Kinyan of purchasing something, or you can also remove its Kedusha through a Chilul, by by taking the produce and the value on one thing and saying that's mechulal al something else, and I'm taking mechulal on these money or this animal, whatever it is, and that's going to be removing the kedusha from the original state. So Belazar is teaching us that only through money or exchanging produce are you going to be able to do it, but not the second way. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bein Derech Mekach Bein Derech Chil. No, the normal way you could do it by kachim is that you could by purchasing it and the like. You could also do it also by removing its kedusha onto something else, and you said that this kedusha shvi is going to be removed onto this money. That would work according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says is going to flesh out why each one holds what they did. My time at Rabbi Lezer, what is the reasoning for Rabbi Lezer? Dichsiv v'shnas ha'yovel azos, it's written in this yovel v'samichlei v'chisim karu mememkar, when you should make a sale. So we're learning out derech mekar v'lo derech chila. As Rashi points out that we're learning out smuchin, so we're learning out that smuchin, just like the lo shayach peperos litvas kedushas damim elai de memkar, that the only way to have kedushas damim, to have the kedusha come out, is through the sale. To have it through a sale is going to be the way to have it. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, my time dichsiv kiyovel l'kadosh. So what's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan? The pasuk says, "Kiyovel u'kadosh, ma kodesh bein derech mekach bein derech chila." When it comes to yovel, the lesson of that it should be holy for yovel, and Shemitah also teaches us that just like something that's kadosh is through hektish can be removed both by way of buying something or also by chilul. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us right now that we learn out from hektish. Af shvi is bein derech mekach bein derech chila. So it's we're learning out the comparison from shvi is too. Hektish is that both of them are be able to be remove the status of kedusha by both purchasing it and also through derech chilul by removing its status onto something else. Rabbi Yochanan, hi, kisimkeru mememkar maya v'leis. What does Yochanan do with the pasuk that says when you're going to make a sale, which implied that from the lesson of smuchin, we learned out that we're dealing with dafka yovel, and we're learning out the smuchin that we're teaching from there that the shmita kedusha is only be through something that's purchased. So the Gemara says, what's he going to do with that? My vayle lech Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. He could use that for Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina that taught us the sanya. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, bo re'e kama kasha afka shel shvias. See how much avak shvias. Avash is a little bit of dust. We have like avak lashon hara, avak ribis. We have those two things. It means like a secondary avera. So now it's still an iser d'oraisa because we learn out la'ochla, which is teaching you la'ochla, is teaching you that it has to be eaten. And if it's not la'ochla, then it's going to be violating an iser. So, but however, that's only la'ochla is a lav haba mechlala say that the only fragment they implied was la'ochla means that you should eat it. It implies that if I don't eat, I violated something. So that the fact that we learn out that there's a concept that we learn out. The Chazal teach us that only lav haba mechlala say is an asay. The best it could be that if it's only an implication, it can only be an asay. So here we're learning out that at the end of the day, it's going to be something which is only an asay. It's still an isser, though. It's an isser asay. It's a very chumra isser. It's still an isser d'oraisa. But we're pointing out that even the main isser by Shemitah is really the ones of Sefia Chametzah Lo Divsor, right? Those psukim, those Divsiv Sors, those Sig Sors, and those Lashonos over there, those are the Iker isser by it comes to Shvi. So the Gemara says, so yet, what does it say? Rashi and Chumash and Fordisher quotes this exact Rasha. Adam Nosev Nosem Pir Shvias. A person does business with Shemitah, he's going to make profits with Shemitah. He's going to sell his property and his utensils. Everything he's going to sell, as the pasuk says, it in the yovel he's going to return to the original owner's land. Next to it, you sell something to your friend, and you're selling something to your friend. So therefore, we're learning out that we're teaching you the fact that it says with regards to your hand is implying we're speaking of selling metaltlin, and so therefore we're teaching that someone first sold his property, then he's selling his even his movable property, even his metaltlin, even things like that he did. So now he has no land, and now he has no property. He's not in a good slave, and then eventually he's going to become to selling himself as a slave. So you have to be careful to be shomer the dinim of Shemitah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, Haikra, Rabbi Yochanan, my blood. What does Rabbi Lazar do with the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says, "Mivayle chedesadei." He needs it for the drasha in the brayso. Ki yovel hi kodesh. The pasuk says, "Yovel hi kodesh," which is teaching us the lashon of kodesh, holy with regards to yovel, teaching a makodesh toves as damas, just like the kedusha of kodesh, it's going to turn into the thing that you're paying for. Also, will turn kodesh. Shvias toves is the mezuzah. So to shvias is going to be the thing that you pay for. Shvias is going to become subject to the dinim of shvias as well. Like if I buy something with per shvias, that money is allowed to be used only with the kedusha of shvias, and it has to have the beer of shvias, and you have to buy things with kedusha shvias with that produce. So then the Gemara continues as proofs for both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan from Tanaim. Tanak Avase de Rabbi Elazar and Tanak Avase de Rabbi Yochanan. We have two different vices each supporting one of these amoraim. Tanak Avase de Rabbi Elazar. We have a proof from a vice that's opinion of Rabbi Elazar, that's the raya for Rabbi Elazar, that says shvias tofeses es tamea, that the shmita produce carries over it all of its payments. Shenemar ki yovel kodesh tiyeh lachem. The pasuk says yovel is here; it should be holy for you. It should be gashmako. There's tofes malveyaser. Just like when it comes to something that you make holy, so it's going to be carrying over its payments. It's going to make it aser, meaning that it makes the thing that you're discussing subject to the din of Me'ila. So that's what means Asr over here. And therefore, Avshviyas Toves Dameh Avasru, the go to the Shemitah also, the produce that you're paying for is going to make it Asr, meaning it's going to make it the din of Shemitah, as we just mentioned, it's going to make it have the din of Shemitah. So the Gemara says, Imakodesh Toves Dameh Yotze Lechulin, Avshviyas Toves Dameh Yotze Lechulin. So we're going to say that when it comes to the dinim of Shemitah produce compared to Hekdesh, like we could say that just as the things that are Hekdesh can carry over it's, the things that you're paying for and become Chulin, it can become non-Kodesh, you have a way to remove it. As we just mentioned, you can be redeeming it and selling it, so then maybe you'd be able to do that with regards to Shemitah as well. So the Gemara says, so the Brisa now tells us that we learn it from the fact that it says, Tihiyeh, it should be for you, and it's implying Behavayasan to Hey, it should remain as it is, it's in its state of Kedusha. The Gemara says, how is that so? HaKetzad, Lakach Bepirah Shviyas Basar. If someone purchased meat with Shemitah produce, Elav Elam is Barn B'Shviyas, so you have to be consuming the meat also with regards to the Shemitah year. You have to be eating it like with Kedusha Shviyas. Lakach Basar Dagim, so if you then purchase fish with that meat, you exchange the fish for the meat. So then Yatza Basar Nechtesu Kadim, so then the meat's going to leave its Kedusha, and then the fish is going to remain in its place. So we're learning out from here that the second from the second exchange, going Vaitar after that, the Shemitah Kedusha is going to be removed only with the second item, meaning that the first item of that you sold originally is going, the money is going to, the original produce stays kadosh. The money then that you're using that second sale can keep on reverting back to different dinim, meaning if I then buy meat, then the meat comes kadosh, and then after that I have fish, then the meat removes its, you lose its status on the meat, only meaning two things are always going to stay kadosh, not more than that. That's what we learn from here. That's what we're learning from here over here. Then you purchase oil with the wine, and then the thing, the oil is going to move in its state. How is this going to be din? The last thing is going to enter the Kedusha Shemitah, the Gerta Kedusha Shemitah, and the Kedusha Shviyas, and then Priyatzmo is going to be Asr, while the original produce, again, the two things that we just mentioned, those two things are going to remain Asr. So Gemara says, Mediktani Lakach. Lakach. The Brisa says, Lashon, if you buy it each time, Alma Derech Mekach in Derech Chilul Lo. It's we see from here klar that the Shemitah is, Kedusha is going to be only by the way of buying it, not through the way of removing its status through removing it by Chilul, which is the way that's with the Lashon of Rebbe Lezer Shita. The Gemara says, Tanik Vasid, that's the Brisa supporting Rebbe Lezer. Now the Brisa is supporting Rebbe Yochanan, the Tanik Vasid Rebbe Yochanan, Echad Shvias Vechad Meister Sheni, with regards to Shemitah and Meister Sheni, produce Mishalin al Behema Chayav Of. That you can remove their Kedusha status onto animals and undomesticated animals and birds, bein chayin, bein shchutin, whether they are shechted, whether they are not shechted, that is divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrim, no, ola shchutin mischalim, you can only remove its kedusha onto animals or birds, however chayin in mischalim, but they not moved on to live ones, on the ones that you're going to shecht, but not the ones you're not going to shecht. Why? Gzera shamin gadamen edarim, we're afraid the possibility someone is going to raid raise these animals, and we're afraid they're going to hold on to these animals in order to have them produce more animals, more offspring, and this will lead them to keep the Meister Sheni animals past the years of the Shlishi Revi, the Shishi and Shvi, but when you have to get rid of them, as the Pasuk said, we should be familiar with those in Chutzarts. In Eretz Yisrael, I don't think they ever learn Aser Taser, but those in Chutzarts, and I think when it falls on Shabbos, we learn Aser Taser. And then there's Kol B'chor Mazan Shabbos, right? Aser Taser, Kol Tvazrecha, Ayotesh Tadesh Shana Shana, if I'm misquoting a little bit, that's the gist of the Pasuk, but I think that's the whole Pasuk. So we learn out from there that you have to take the Meister Sheni each year should be taken in that year. So you're not allowed to have them. You might be tempted to keep it for the after the third year and keep them. So that's going to be the Isra over here. And with regards to Shemitah, we're afraid that the produce of Shviyas and Shemitah is going to be that you're gonna use them for Schora, that once we assume that you're keeping them for that time, that passes Manabir, we're gonna assume that that's gonna be the Isra of La'achav La'schora, that's gonna be used something that's a form of business, and therefore La'achav La'schora is teaching you that that would be Aser. So that's why we're afraid of Gzimmer Shevet Adam. So therefore we're learning out over here that it's implying that an exchange is allowed to be made to remove the Kedusha in agreement with the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So that's what we learn from over here. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava then continues. Machlokes, turning out the Machlokes between Meir and the Chachamim is only Bizcharim. With regards to males of these, because males are not usually, the males is not going to be, Rashi points out, the males are not going to be usually used for the purpose of imagal and men vlados, you don't use it to breed other animals. So the Meir therefore says, he therefore thinks that there's no going to be no issue with the live animals, that's not going to be an issue. The Chachamim, they apply it to all males as well. Everyone's going to agree al shchutin mischal and al chayin and mischal. Even Chachamim are going to agree that you can't use it with chayin. No one would say that would be mutter. It can't be that would be mutter, because that would be something that's for sure everyone would agree is going to be usher. Now the Gemara continues the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, Machlokas Befri Rishon. Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan with regard to how Shemitah produce is being removed is only with regard to the original Shemitah produce. That the first fruit, only with regards to the produce that Rabbi Elazar means that it's going to keep the Kedusha, whereas Rabbi Yochanan is going to argue. However, Aval Bishani, with regards to the secondary produce, the money, the objects that were paid for the original produce, Divra Kol Bein Derek Mekach Bein Derek Chilo, that everyone's going to agree that you can remove its status, both repurchasing it and also removing it through removing it onto something else. That's something that even Rabbi Elazar would agree to. So the Gemara says. So now the Gemara says, "V'hadik tani lakach lakach." So the Braisa, which said lakach lakach, was Rabbi Elazar's raya, and he said you can't remove it. It sounded like I did tani reisha lakach. It sounds like you're purchasing it when you're saying lakach is to purchase two different times. Lakach and lakach is two different times. So the Gemara says, "No, I did a tani reisha lakach." That since the beginning, the Braisa said the words that he's buying tani namaseifa lakach. He's also saying at the end that he's buying, and therefore we could have said that it's the Enochanami is not really talking about the second time over. Rabbi Elazar would agree with Rabbi Yochanan with regards to the din in the second case. So the Gemara says, "Esivei Ravina l'Ravashi." Ravina asked a question from Rashi from the Braisa. Mishiyesh lo sela shel shviyas. Someone who has a sela of things that have the kedusha of shviyas of the seventh year fruit. He had a sela coin which is worth four dinarim. So then you have that thing. Vikesh likach bochilak, and he wishes to purchase a. You want to purchase a shirt with it. So that's usher, because again, it's usher to do things that a shirt is lasting way past the time of Shemitah. You can only use it for things that are going to be used during the Shemitah year in the seventh year. So what should he do? So he should go someone that he's familiar with, someone who he knows well. So, and he's going to help him do the following. He says, give me a sella worth of produce. And the storekeeper is going to give him an exchange for that sella. He says, I'm going to give you this produce as a gift. And the storekeeper tells him, this sella is going to be yours as a gift. So then the one who's holding the sella can now do whatever he wants with it. Through this method, he is now, even though the person received back the sella for Shemitah, Kedusha, so therefore he has to. Rashi though points out, you have to have the produce in accordance with the Shemitah. You can't get rid of the produce, but the money is the point. So the Gemara says, V'hacha dipere sheni, who with regards to the Braisa, we're talking about to free the Sela from not having Kedusha Shvias. It's talking about the case of produce that you bought on the second level, meaning after you've already bought the original purchase, and yet we said, V'ktani derech mekach in derech kanalo, that only way of purchasing it, not by way of removing a sadi. This is a chor as a stira against Ravashi. So the Gemara says, Ravashi actually is going to accept this. Elam Ravashi, Ravashi then says, Machlokas Bepri Sheni. Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan is only with regards to the secondary status with regards to the money or objects obtained for the original Shemitah produce of Alba Pri Rishon with regards to the original produce. Then Divrei Kol Derech Mekach In Derech Chilul Lo. So then, everyone's going to agree that only when you're purchasing it in that way of removing its status through removing it onto something else, that everyone's going to agree that that would not be Chal. I guess we'll just get to the Mishnah and then we'll finish up there. It's a little bit shorter daf. Echad Shvias Vechad Meiser Sheni, and that which the Braisa said that both Shemitah and Meiser Sheni can be removed of its status. My Shvias Dmei Shvias. What does it mean by Shvias? So again, that would seem to indicate that removing the chilo is going to be chal even for the original Shemitah produce. So what does that mean? My Shvias. The Gemara answers now Dmei Shvias. When it comes to the Shvias produce, we're talking about not the original Shvias produce itself, but rather the money you are using for the Shvias money, and that is removing from its original status. Since it's only the secondary produce, the Tana of the Brace is telling us that it's going to be chal the chilo. They're removing its status, and the kedusha is going to be chal. So the Gemara says Ilo. Because if you don't say this explanation in the Braisa, so then the Meiser Mamish. So then when it comes to the Braisa talks about Meiser Sheni, is also referring to actual Meiser Sheni produce. That can't be that we're talking about the Meiser Sheni produce, because the Meiser Sheni, it says you should bring up money in your hand, which what we learn from there, that only money can be used to redeem Meiser Sheni. Everyone agrees that. That's something that Shavei Kesef is not Kesef, is Meiser Sheni. There's all, Roshefler is one of the ideas Roshefler used to say randomly in Shir, is that there, I forgot them though, that what there's Shavei Kesef is Kesef, and I think he brought three examples where it's not though. By maybe Hekdesh? I don't remember. We have three examples. This is one of them. By Vetzaras HaKesef B'Yadach, we learn from over here that he can't remove it to anything else, even Shavah Kesef, nothing else, only actual money. Ela Dmei Meiser. Rather, we're talking about over here Meiser Sheni, the Braisa is talking about removing the status of Meiser money. Hachanami Dmei Shviya. So here also we're talking to, the Braisa is mentioning the fact that we're talking about Shviya's brothers, we're talking about the Shemitah money. So therefore, the final explanation of Ashi, the Braisa is quoting above, is going to be a raya from Yochanan that both the Shviya's produce and the Meiser Sheni produce can be removed, their chilo, and that's going to show a raya from Yochanan. So therefore, and then the previous Braisa is going to be the raya for Rabbi Elazar. However, he does, that's what he's going to hold to Rabbi Elazar, and therefore, that's what the Tana is telling us over here, that Rabbi Elazar is going to be supported by the Braisa quoted by Ravina, and that's what the Gemara ends up coming out. Lamaskana. Okay, Bez Hashem will pick up a Rishona. He lived into Mikdash Shiva. Bez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.